This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
It's a challenge, not a crisis. Really, that's what Homeland Security, HHS security experts say. I just find it amazing. Joe Mazzini, your host, just to the rail side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of it. Be part of the solution. You know, I got into thinking today. I do that once in a while. And Donald Trump actually pushed it in overdrive, as I was thinking about this earlier. Trump was on Newsmax, and he said, you know, they're destroying our country. Right? When it comes to really, truly what they want, what they believe they want, they're destroying the country. And I told you guys this was going to be a war. They're not interested in strengthening the principles of America, of the U.S. Come on, give it some thought. Work it through in your head. What made this country great? I don't want to hear about this racism stuff, that it was built on racism and they came here because they wanted to keep racism, they wanted to keep slaves. It's all a line of bunk. It's garbage. And you've allowed them to teach your kids this stuff over the decades. And lately, because you're afraid to open your mouth and say anything, what's happened? It's become so much worse. Why is that? No, sincerely, why is that? Because we have, as I've always said, when the gay community came out of the closet, we went running in. Got to stop. You will lose this country as you know it. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with this country. And when I say that, I don't mean it has no issues or ills or things that need to be fixed. But there's no systemic anything that needs to be fixed. You know, I love this, how they talk about systemic racism. So what do we? We have token black guys in as president? We had a token black guy in as an AG? Did we have a token black guy in when it comes to anything? Whether it's a governorship, a senatorial seat, whatever the position is. I find it amazing. And I'm going to say the same thing about blacks, Hispanics, whites, Italian, gay, lesbian, whatever you are. When you say there aren't enough people of color, there aren't enough women, there aren't. What are you doing? You're not looking for the best person anymore. You know, I love this thing in California. They shoved a law down our throats that we had to have a percentage of women on the boards in corporations. I would move my corporation out of California. Period. You know why? Because what these yo-hos in Congress don't know, or here in California, what they don't understand, because none of them have really been in business for themselves, what they don't get is the corporations don't really give a crud what gender you are or what gender you call yourself. They don't care what color you are. There's only one color they care about. There's only one color they bow to, and that's green. So if you're a black female, and you can make decisions to help this help the company make $1 billion, you're going to be on a board of directors. There's no way around it. They don't care. Again, they don't care what color you are. They don't care what gender you claim to be. They only care that you can bring money to the bottom line. And the funny thing about it, it's the same thing the left screams about, isn't it? They always scream about the greed of the big corporations. Well, if they're as greedy as you say they are, then they wouldn't care what color you were. Now, would they? Come on, get your act together. Figure it out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. But again, back to destroying our country. They have spent decades dumbing down our education system. Think about that. If you have an uneducated electorate, you'd be in trouble. Our founding fathers knew it. They talked about it. That's why the public school education came in. And I'll tell you what, when it came to public schools, watch a bunch of them on the left cringe. They were looking for social justice to be taught. Not at all. And it wasn't because they were a bunch of racist guys. No, they wanted the principles of Christianity taught in school. They actually approved the printing of Bibles. They called for the principles of Christianity to be taught in school. And now we've got to the point where you can't pray in school. Teacher can't read from the Bible. You talk about the baby steps to destroying the country. Our founding fathers knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. We've got the longest standing constitution of any other country on the planet. And we can amend it. We can fix it. We can do whatever we need to do to make it better. But are we? Back to education. We have dumbed down education, and they know it. Can somebody please explain to me why it is that some of the worst educations happen, the worst education systems are in the major cities of this country? The major cities in this country are run by Democrats. They say they care about black and Hispanics, yet black Hispanics get the worst, worst education from that education system run by the Democrats, run by the unions, if you would. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good teachers out there. I shouldn't have to say this every time I talk about this. But it's true. A lot of great teachers out there. So why is it? You know, California is a poster child for how not to do it. So in the schools, instead of finding ways to work better with these kids, to teach them better, what do? We dumb down. We take away the exit exam. We don't make it as hard for them to move through. Why? Because then we would have to work at teaching them and making sure they could pass the test. If we dumb it down, we don't have to. Trouble Senior Host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Like we are back. Once said, ain't that this is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. We get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You really do need just simply to be part of the solution. And, you know, head up to the website. I got a lot going on up there. You know, this whole fiasco with Katie Hill isn't totally done yet. All right, and many of you are already given. God bless you. Thank you so much. You're making my life a little easier, but sincerely, we still need a little help. So you can head over to therealside.com/helpjoe, therealside.com/helpjoe. And there's a lot you can, you know, sign up for the newsletter. If you don't want the newsletter, then simply sign up, real simple, for the text alerts. Text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. All right. We'll get back on how much they hate us. I don't know why this hit me so hard today. As I was going through it, I was listening, I was looking, and I think it's many of you have said that, you know, it's over. we'll never see the country the same way again. And that might be true to a degree. There might be something she might not be able to easily turn around. But you don't give up. You never give up. Our founding fathers didn't give up. We shouldn't give up either. You know, and maybe we do. Maybe they had more people that knew how to fight or would fight. And we don't. But for those of you who really think we're going to live peaceably, I've been telling you this for years. It's not going to happen. They never wanted to live peaceably with you. They only wanted to appease you. If you want to see the M.O., if you would, look at what they did in the Reagan days. Look what they did when he agreed to allow to make, you know, 3 million illegals legal. But the Dems were supposed to step up and pass certain laws to do things. Certain bills to do things. He took the first step and they screwed him. They haven't stopped since. You never go first. Not when they bit you before. When they've bitten you like this before, you make them go first. You make them do the first thing. Right? When you look at, again, I get Trump was on Newsmax today. One of the things he was talking about was how much they hate the country. And when you look at how fast he pushed through the vaccine, look, I've got I'm not getting the vaccine. Not interested in it. But it's not just because they were so fast to get it done. None of that stuff. It's not because of any of that. I don't have any kind of conspiracy thing going on in my head. I don't believe in it. Period. I don't believe we need it. You want to take it? Good. That's for you, that's good. But I don't like how much they've lied to us. I don't like the fact that, you know, again, they gave us a bunch of numbers that didn't make sense. Still don't make sense. The fact that more people are dying from COVID than they're... I mean, again, I know it's somewhat of a joke, but the reality is, what, we have cured... Let me see if I got this right. We have cured heart disease. We have cured, lung cancer. We have cured all kinds of stuff. Stroke. Because, frankly, everybody who dies now at the hospital, 90% of them, they die from COVID-19-related issues. Can't be true. It's impossible. Nobody's died of the seasonal flu. We just have 100,000+ people a year die of the seasonal flu. But now we don't have any. Somehow COVID has healed that. So when the government's constantly lying to you, it's kind of hard to believe them, isn't it? And then you've got mainstream media won't let anything through. They're in bed with the government. Not the government. They're in bed with the Democrats. There's no real truth coming out of CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG. Come on, think of it. Really, seriously. We see on a regular basis stories that crop up that they have to come back. The Washington Post did a little retraction, on like page 17, if it was a real newspaper, down below at, 8-point pica. You can't read it without two magnifying glasses. They admitted that Trump didn't say what they said he said. You know, when he told the Georgia Secretary of State to go look for something wrong, not what he said at all. But nobody believed it at the time. Do you remember when Harry Reid flat out and out lied? Now again, you don't know a supporter of Romney's, but he flat out and out lied about Romney's tax return. Guy hasn't filed tax, hadn't paid taxes yet. And they made a big deal out of it. And then when he was interviewed, months later, Romney had lost. You know, Obama was still in. And his response to the reporter was, when he was asked, you knew that was untrue. Why did you do it? He didn't tell why he did it. He kind of did, but he didn't directly answer the question. He said, he's not president, is he? So they're willing to do anything. Lie, steal, cheat. They're willing to do anything to take power like that, to hold on to power. Does that make you feel good? Give it some thought. Does that really make you feel good? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. You know, I got to tell you guys, I appreciate the time that you spend with me. I appreciate the time that we spend together. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We should be right back. Maybe. We'll see what happens. Pledge of Allegiance, you know, I know we live in a free country, and Rick, when he comes on, will probably disagree with me, but I think that should be mandatory. If you don't say it, you get 10 lashes. How's that? That's Joe's new law. We turn this into a dictator. Is Rick on the line? That's what I get for hitting the wrong button. Okay, I'm Joe's here. I apologize. Sorry. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it be on the air, in the chat room, texting, or tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the, you always want to be part of the solution. Okay, you never really want to be, you want to just be part of the conversation. Right? And get your information from shows that you appreciate, shows that you like being with, that you know are telling you the truth. So we come back from the break, more on this, but I want to talk a little bit more about the high school kids who actually threw their mask on. I mean, took their masks off. And took a stand. Some won't like that. Some will think it's terrible. But I don't. It's great that they're standing up for themselves. So they got parents standing up for them as well. Joe Mussini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least 6 people are dead, including 1 police officer, after a shooting at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. Police say the incident began at a King Supers store on the south side of Boulder around 3 p.m. local time. Dean Schiller tells KDVR-TV what he saw at the scene.
We heard gunshots going off. It sounded like a heavy caliber type, maybe a shotgun.
Police say they have 1 suspect in custody who is currently hospitalized. The FBI and ATF have joined the investigation into the shooting. And data from AstraZeneca's U.S. trials of its COVID vaccine shows that the shot is 79% effective against symptomatic cases of COVID. and 100% effective against developing severe symptoms. The company says it will ask the FDA for an emergency use authorization in April, possibly adding a fourth option to an expanding supply of coronavirus vaccines. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
This ship's that ice cold. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the process. You know, I was taking during the break and some of the stories that were being thrown at me, if you would. You know, always send me a story. It doesn't mean I'm going to do it when we come back. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. And I've been telling you it's going to be a fight, right? I mean, would you at least give me that? I'm telling you for a long time, it's going to be a fight. And then on top of all of that, look at the actions they're taking. It's not to make America better. It's not to make the U.S. better, because that's not what they're trying to do. They want to make it socialist. They want to make it what they believe to be the way it should be and not what our founding fathers wanted. And not what our founding fathers thought. You know, I was looking earlier and I couldn't find it. The piece or the article that I wrote about how when Democrats get in office, when Democrat presidents get in office, when Democrats take over, one of the first things they do is they defund the military. They cut it like crazy. It's because they don't like them. They don't see any value in them. What's the deal? I would love to know. Now, Kamala Harris today, apparently, when she was boarding Air Force Two, I like it. One writer wrote, it was Air Force One, and I just started laughing. Some of these people have no clue as to what these ships are and why they're designated the way they are. But both her now, Obama, Harris, think about it. All of them have either not saluted, refused to salute the military when they're boarding that plane or at other functions. I mean, Kamala Harris had three or four military men, you know, sitting there saluting her, waiting for her to salute back. And she did nothing. She didn't even go back to fix it. She probably wouldn't even say anything about it. She probably would get on a plane. She's probably one of the first VPs to smoke a joint on a plane and just giggle about it afterward. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I have no proof. Back to what I was talking about earlier. So when you look at what the Democrats are doing, what they're fighting for. And again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Let's just take it just a straight, simple way of looking at it. They're throwing your kids, your grandkids, my great-grandkids, into all kinds of debt. one of the finance people for Joey B said that, don't be surprised that this president is gearing up to spend about $3 trillion. On what and why? See, their focus, the things that they're doing, is they're focusing on them maintaining power, not making the country better. Think about it. They're pushing to make D.C. a state. The Founding Fathers had a reason for not making... what are they, flaming idiots? They didn't make them a state for a reason. They didn't want them under the thumb of any particular political party. Right? It was supposed to stay neutral. Our Founding Fathers were not big... Well, I shouldn't say it. I shouldn't say it that way. Too broad brush. Many of our Founding Fathers were not big proponents of parties. They just weren't. But look at all the things they're trying to get away with now, or trying to get away from, away with. Got all kinds of money pouring in. So they could be bought. The Soroses of the world and so on could be bought. Not bought by Soros. The dark money being used to fund, to push on the filibuster. They're looking to pull the filibuster back. Now they do that, and these guys will push through all kinds of bills. That's dangerous, and I'll tell you why. Well, actually, I was just going down the road thinking that the Republicans would fight. I'm sorry, I apologize. They won't fight. They won't do it. You know, you pull the filibuster, and then when the Republicans get in there, what are they going to do? They'll put it back into place. They won't use it like the Dems did. We're not going to be like them. Why not? Really, why not? You know, you got to stop fighting like gentlemen and start doing the guerrilla warfare like they do it. You had to, you know what? We probably would be so much further along right now. If they did. If McConnell actually did something, he was another one that could have supported the president more. Right? And it's not just supporting the president. I don't know why people have a problem with this. You're supporting the American people. Remember, they elected him. They wanted him in there. So if you're supporting him, you're supporting the American people as a whole. What's the problem? Think about it. What's the problem? That's what you're supposed to be doing. You should have been pushing through bills. And the Republican Congress at one time, they should have been putting stuff on the table. They should have made the Democrats vote in the open so you could actually see what they were voting against. Just never, never. We never really fight. We don't have the people to fight. We have a small handful of people that are willing to fight. And I tell you what, this is why you hear some of you saying a third party. Take back the Republican Party. Get off your butts. Start locally. Look, you saw what happened in that. This should be a beautiful example for us, but it won't be. You saw what happened in Nevada, right? The progressives got themselves elected into the Democrat Party there, into the elected body that actually runs the party in Nevada. They got all the old-timers out, so to speak. Well, they did it. Why can't we? Why can't Republicans, at the local level, take your party back? Take it back at the county level, or however it is in your state, the state level. Take it back. And then once you take it back, you start implementing processes and programs that bring constitutional conservatives back into the fold. Start taking the party back. When they show up for their endorsements, as they do in all of those parties, all those county and or state parties, when they show up for the endorsements, flat out say no. If they're not conservative, if they're not willing to be a... you can even forget the word constitutionalist, okay? Just for the moment. If they're not conservatives, and they're not constitutionalists, if you would, you know, they're not willing to vote according to the Constitution, you don't want them there. I don't want them there. Nobody wants them there. But it's up to us to hold their feet to the fire. They're not going to do it to themselves. And when they get with the good old boys, or the good young boys, the good new boys in D.C. and or at the state level. The attitude is they're in. They very rarely lose their seats, but they do. I get it, but they very rarely do. Now we're finding out that AstraZeneca is, not really 90% effective. It's not even 95%, more like 79% effective. I love it. You know, that's because they didn't test it long enough. All right, that's part of it. Don't go touting this stuff when you really don't know what it will or won't do. I'm not going through all, I'm just going through these headlines and looking at this stuff, saying to myself, why is it that we jump in so easily? Back to, you know, proving the Democrats how much they hate the country, wanting to bring D.C. in. Why? They want to bring D.C. in because it gives them, they think, and it probably will, gives them two more Democrat senators, right? It'll give them another seat in Congress. Same thing they think with Puerto Rico. Now, funny about it, if Trump was president and you brought in Puerto Rico, now you'd have two more Republican senators and a Republican congressperson. Anybody disagree with that? That's why they want to do that. The reason they want to bring in so many illegals, we all know why that is. Again, because they want the votes. They think they're going to get the minority votes by pulling that off. It's not going to stop, people. Not going to stop until we take back the country. And if you want Republicans to fight, I think you're smoking the funny stuff. If you really want the Republicans to fight, you're going to have to replace some of these people with people who will go in there and fight. Yeah, otherwise, just give it to them. Just hand it to them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're in the final stretch. Show me, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And if I go, you know, again, as I've been saying for a long time, we are not. We are not in any stretch, any, it's not business as usual. It's not going to be business as usual for a while. You're going to have 2 years of them fighting everything. Them. You know who them are. Everything that we stand for. Everything that we hold to be sacred and important. The bills coming out of D.C. and out of California and other crazy liberal places, liberal houses. It may be hard and or impossible for a policeman that believes in Jesus to get a job. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Some of the bills that were put forward in California a while back would have made it illegal for a church to put together material on, you know, seeking God not to be gay anymore. Now, some of you are scoffing and laughing and going, yeah, okay. What right do you have to step on anybody's belief system? There are people who believe that living the gay and lesbian lifestyle is sin and that God can save them from it. Why would you stop them from at least exploring it? And the California legislature was so sneaky, so nasty, that they were going to file it, or they're going to run it under the consumer protection, because in essence you're selling snake oil, right? So if there's a book that says how to maintain your health, from a biblical perspective, is that snake oil too? Can't believe God for our healing, for our health? There's plenty to do. We never get in their way. We've seen it happen in our lives. So is that how this is going to play out? Are we going to be back to pulling Bibles out of the naval hospitals or other hospitals like that? Because, you know, you can't have any kind of reference to God in these places. Chapels that are barren, where they don't have crosses or pictures or anything or any kind of scripture. Just a quiet room to go to, maybe a safe space, whatever you want to call it. This is nuts. And getting worse. Wasn't getting worse under Trump. It wasn't moving as quick as I would have liked to have seen it move. But it wasn't getting worse under Trump. These people are making a concerted attempt to take these things away from you. Really, think about it. I mean, we do have people starting, you know, when some of you say, oh, God, you know, I don't want to come out on this stuff because I don't want to get in trouble with so-and-so and such or this group or get thrown out of my country club or whatever. But God bless some of these Catholic priests that are stepping forward now. Another one just stepped forward and said, hey, look, I would deny Joe Biden communion. An Arizona priest called President Biden. So his position on abortion would be given no place in the church. Father William Costco of St. Henry's Parish in Buckeye, Arizona, said he would welcome Biden to attend Mass. We all would. Really attend Mass, mentally and physically, but not to participate in communion. When he was asked, he said, over my dead body, not until he repents. He's a public figure. He needs to publicly repent. And we need to pray for his true conversion. He went on to say, I'll probably get my butt kicked, but it's the right thing to do. See? It's the right thing to do, no matter who's watching you, no matter who's going to. It's the right thing to do. To speak up for what God believes to be truth. He went on to say, woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. Holding back tears. He said, God help us. The Catholic priest has more boldness than a good many woke Southern Baptist preachers, he said. This is what others say. I mean, seriously, matter of fact, I'll go one step further. This priest is more sold out for God and God's word than a lot of preachers are. It doesn't matter what it should never matter. When it comes to God's word and you, it should never matter what society thinks. It should only matter what God thinks. Your goal at the very end is to make sure, for my Christian friends, your goal at the very end is to make sure that you've done what the Word of God tells you to do without caring. Now, that doesn't mean you get to be a jerk and stick your finger in everybody's face. That's not what I'm talking about. It simply means that you're supposed to do the right thing no matter who's watching or not watching, for that matter. And, you know, again, for the Catholics, communion is a sacrament. Now, how can you say, it's a big deal, this goes to the Christians too. How do you say that you love and believe and read God's word, but you're for abortion? How do you do that? I mean, I would, if somebody wants to enlighten me, I'm more than happy to take an email on it. When Joe Biden says that he himself is against it. I've heard him say that. But as the president, he can't force his religious beliefs. Okay, Joe, how about forcing some of your science beliefs on people? Would that be really cool? I'm not going to, you know, most of you have been listening to the show for a long time. You know, I go through this a lot. I'm not going to beat it all up. But I'd like to know, when is it, Joe, when is it a human, according to science? When is it viable? When is it real? What else could it be? You know the old, it's not a joke, but when you look at the fact that you can go to jail for 20 to 30 years for killing an eagle egg, killing an eagle for that matter. And you can take the life of a baby, that's fine. Now, here, I said the egg on purpose, because you get in trouble for the egg. Well, what's the egg? It's just an egg, right? Not real. It's not really the eagle. It's just an egg. It's just an embryo. It's just a whatever. But that's not what the government says. It's important enough where you can go to jail for it. The entire Georgetown basketball team takes a knee during the national anthem, and they got booted from the NCAA tournament. God bless. The entire men's basketball team at Georgetown University took a knee with their coach before the national anthem ahead of their NCAA tournament. The Hoyas later lost to Colorado 96-73, failing to move on to the next round. Now, these guys, what statement are they making? Have you looked around? You're going to still tell me that the black community is still not given their due? That we have so much more to do? I'm going to say what I said the other night. I'm going to say it again. You're not going to like it. Here's the reality. Don't tell me you give a crud, BLM, or any one of you legislators, that you give a crud about the black community until you tell me what you're going to do about Chicago. How are you going to clean up Chicago? Tell me what you're going to do about what's happening to black kids on a regular basis there. And then when you're done cleaning that mess up, why don't you go over to Buffalo? I mean, Baltimore. And let's clean up that mess. You guys have been in charge of that forever. And some areas of Detroit look like they're still reeling from the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It looks so bad. Now, I said it earlier tonight, I meant it. You keep voting these people in, you almost deserve what you get. Not trying to be mean, just trying to be real. You cannot keep voting in people that like are running Chicago now and expect for a moment that you're going to get sympathy or we should bail you out. You know what they're going to do. They do the same thing all the time. They've never changed. D.C., man, you want to make it worse? Sure. Let it be totally run by Democrats. I don't know. Are people just not paying attention? Do they have extremely short memories? What is it? Come on, you guys in the chat room. Help me out here. I don't get this. Washington, D.C. For the longest time, I can't remember the woman's name, but Mary, it'll come to me. She was the superintendent of schools. She instituted a voucher system after a while. And you saw things turn around. You saw things get different. The kids were doing better. The public schools now had true competition. You had public charter and private schools. The kids in a relatively short time started doing better. Why did it stop? Because Barack Obama thought it was a terrible thing to do. It was too much pressure on the public schools. Kids should have a public school education. Well, not necessarily. Only if it's a good. Only if it's a good. You know, they talk about equality or equity. They talk about everybody having the same opportunities. Well, they don't. And it's the Democrats making sure they don't. So I'm seeing your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.